We have developed devices which energize and revive tap water. Before going into detail about our devices, let us fill you in on the background of our work. After researching Victor Schauberger for a couple of years, we were convinced that he had had the right ideas. Sadly, not a lot of work has been carried out in the last few decades to develop practical applications for his ideas. We thought it was high time that people stopped talking and actually started doing something. So we started our full-time research in September 1997 and developed an implosion machine. In this machine, the media, air and water are caused to form very powerful vortices. I found that water undergoing this process of implosion was developing a rhythmically pulsating bioenergetic field which comprised the full spectrum of etheric colors. The higher vibration colors blue and purple and gold as well were particularly prominent. I saw how etheric vortices were charging up the water. During this process, water was revived to its natural vibrant energetic state and regained its life force. This energetic charge turned out to be permanent and didn't diminish after the implosion process was completed. We further discovered that this imploded water, when filled into particular shapes, was transferring its bioenergetic energy onto samples of ordinary non-energized water until they had reached the same level of charge as the imploded water. The imploded water was resonating the ordinary tap water in a similar way as one tuning fork picks up the vibration of another tuning fork. The difference being that on the etheric level, the vortical dynamics and vibrations are perpetual.
We subsequently developed a spiraling copper device called the Vortex Energizer, in which we filled our imploded water. We found that placing this Vortex Energizer onto the domestic water mains pipe resonated the tap water flowing past, thereby charging it up with etheric energy.
This may sound too simple to be true.
Yes, but this is just it. It is extremely simple and effective. I believe we've all got used to overcomplicated types of technology. Our motto here at the Center for Implosion Research is to rethink the basis of technology and to develop simple devices for the benefit of the planet and humanity, which are based on the simple, basic workings of nature. We are copying nature.